I've seen Richard Thompson play now twice. Once in a club with a whole band, which partly was composed of Clive Gregson and Christine Collister, who have also been in our show, in a club in Vancouver, which was just great. It was all kinds of people leaping and writhing and jumping over the monitors and carrying on something ferocious. It was a wonderful show. And the last time was playing with Crowded House at Roy Thompson Hall in Toronto. And here you are again.
Gosh.
Doing the bloody same thing again.
Sorry.
Playing with those strange Kiwis.
Them strange Kiwis, yes, they're very nice, those strange Kiwis. They're great songwriters.
I'm a fan, actually.
Terrific. In a more popular tradition, you know, from Line from the Beatles through the Easy Beats and Squeeze and that kind of stuff.
Well, why don't we jump in and do something and...
Okay.
You know, talk in a minute.
Shall I sing this one?
Unless you want to explain where it came from, and you never seem too forthright about that kind of thing.
What's this one called? Why Must I Plead? Well, Why Must I Plead ... is the actual title. With you, darling. Why Must I Plead for What's Already Mine. The guy's, you know, the protagonist of this song, you know, is wondering why he has to ask his girlfriend for basic human rights when he's already kind of... He should already have them as part of his conjugal agreement, as it were, in a manner of speaking. All right.
Why must he plead?
Why must I plead?